Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Empower Me Show. I'm Pam Bright. I'm your host today. And I have my dear soul sister, friend, and client, Dana Pellegrini, with me to share what she has been doing in life to make joy her guide for this journey in 2022. So welcome, Dana. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Delighted to be here, Pam.
Yay! So we're going to have some fun today, folks, because it is all about you, the listener, and what empowers you to bring joy on a daily basis into your life. And if joy is not your regular way of being, why not? And how can we shift that into a new state of being for you today and empower you to really make a new choice for what life is about for you, what choices you can make today for empowering yourself, and how to be really available to all the massive support that is always, always, always available every moment of your life. So before we get started, as always, it's important for us to center into ourselves and into this moment in time, letting go of all distractions from the outside world so that we can really hone in on what's most important to us in this moment. So I'm just going to go ahead and start with this meditation, bring us into the earth energies and allow that earth mama, the earth core, to bring her energy up into our body systems. And then I'm going to pass it off to Dana, and she's going to bring in the beautiful heavenly cosmic energies for us to really bring us back to center, knowing that we are spiritual beings having human experiences. Just go ahead and bring in your consciousness into your heart center. And if you can close your eyes and you're safe in this moment to do that, then go ahead and close your eyes and just feel your inner core, that life that flows up and down your spine, feeling your breath coming in and out of your body, into your lungs, bringing all that beautiful intelligence of your breath into every single muscle, every part of your blood, every bone that exists in your body system, and allowing that to bring all of you into your consciousness now. And then we bring that breath all the way down into your legs, down your core center, all the way down to your feet. And then connecting into the middle of the Earth Mother. And we now ask that the Earth Mother, Gaia, the one who allows us to be in our human selves on her planet, we ask her assistance in bringing her energy up into our body systems now. And I'm going to use some light language to ground that in, and then bring us up to our center again so that we can bring the cosmic energies of the star systems and the planets and all of the cosmic great central sun and beyond energies of the universes into us as well. Ananetu tarabeyuna. Enuduna yekula daya waya. Gone la la no no yero adeu. Arabada ye unana. So you can imagine yourself as a tree with the roots going down through your feet and the torso of you, the middle of you being the trunk, and your arms being branches going out. You might have some branches going up through the top of your head as well, but really allowing yourself to be full like the tree of life, all the branches out of the center of you out, and then all those roots going down into the middle of the earth mother. No ne na ya ke du da na ye du ana e u du na na ye ye ye. We ask the earth mother now to assist with her fiery core, warming us up from the inside out, allowing our essence to shine through all of our density that may get in the way of our true spirit. Na na ke anaki a na 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 yetu utu manaki ikina maki ita enutuku manaki iina manaki ya. And imagine that you are holding on to the beautiful, huge quartz crystals that are in the middle of the earth that actually keep us centered inside of ourselves and connected to the earth, feeling our grounding cords from our spine going out through the pelvic bone, and then two more going out through our feet, down our legs and through our feet, creating a tripod effect. So it's really anchored in this earth experience because we need to marry the two together, our spiritual selves and our human selves together. And the Earth Mother helps us with that. And so Dana, bring us from the earth up into our hearts and then up to the cosmos, please.
Absolutely. So now that we're so gorgeously anchored to the earth, let's focus our consciousness into our heart, that beautiful place of oneness with all of life, that doorway into the oneness that we so long to experience, that is the truth of who we are. And from that place of our heart, shining brightly in all directions, open up that central column to the divine light of Source. Just reach up and imagine the sun just shining its light, just like it does every day, whether we can see it or not. And that light is filling every aspect of our being, every cell, every person, every plant, every bit of the earth and us. And that light is now coming down our central column and connecting with that gorgeous earth energy right in our hearts. And we're really centered now in our sacred heart.
Beautiful. So as you are imagining this beautiful essence, as you imagine it, it is connected to what is so, because your energy follows your thought. So as you're feeling that, I'm going to anchor that in as well with the heavenly energies. Nanetaya tu ki utu nanaya, itu tu nanaya le. Bringing the angelics in, the Pleiadians in, the Andromedans in, the Lyrians and the Arcturians in. Nanaya karabai kuku kuku na manda kiki ki antai et u na et u ta tai et u ta antai et u ta na te keke ta kiki ki na ki ta pa kinta ka na ki. And as always, the Menahui are coming in to assist us with our brains and all of our different systems within our physical selves. Na ta ta kiki ki pa na na kiki ki. ana kikiki ana maki I amaye. And using your breath to really just be still. Be receptive. Allow yourself to be taught. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to be open to whatever spirit wants you to know at this time. And receive into your heart for your well-being and your embodiment. And very gently, with a nice deep breath, open your eyes. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So, Miss Dana, thank you so much for choosing to be on this show with me today. Why is it? I'm going to ask you two questions, actually.
Okay.
The first question is, what does it mean to you being a spiritual being having a human experience? And why do you choose an empowered life every day?
Thank you. Okay, so the first question, to me, it means that I have different aspects of myself to tend like a garden. When it comes to being a human, I want to take care of my body. I want to listen to my body. I want my body to be in its healthiest state. And so kind of like a child, if it has a message for me, I want to be there with it with my whole heart. So to be human means to feel and to have density and all the joys and that are possible, the relationships that I can have because I'm a human. So that's my human part, and I love it, and I'm tender with it. And my spiritual part to me is informing that process and growing and expanding the process of being human. I feel like that's what's happening now, is the marriage of the two. And it's my personal belief and journey that that is my work. The more that I marry my spiritual self into my physical body and really embody that joy and that sense of self and who I am as a source being here on earth, that's my work. Whether I go out and do another thing for another person in the world just by walking through the world from that consciousness, I feel like I've reached the understanding of why I chose to come to earth, to embody who I am as a spirit in this lifetime now, as part of creating the new earth.
That's great.
And thank you. Thank you. And then the second part of your question, will you say it one more time?
Yes, of course. So what is, let's see, let me form this exactly as I want it to come through. Okay. So this particular week, for the last year, has been called Choosing Your Empowered Life.
Okay.
So my question is, how do you choose an empowered life every day for yourself?
I love that question. And wow, thank you for that. From the moment that I wake up in the morning, I'm aware that I am the creator within my own creation. And so I get to create my perfect day. I get to choose what I eat. I get to choose who I wake up with. I get to choose who I interact with. I get to choose the experiences that I have. And most importantly, I think, Pam, I get to choose how I react to the things that happen to me. And if there's a quick secret to my joy, it has been that I see everything that happens to me as having a purpose and that it's happening for me. And if it's happening for me, then that means that even when it looks challenging, I can stop and I can breathe and I can look into and feel into that. And I can see it transform into probably a bigger gift than if I'd stayed in resistance to the challenge. So in each day, I find that it's about just being present, enjoying the little things that come that day. It could be so simple because I've always believed the little things are the big things. And that's how every day I choose an empowered life, just by being in the moment and choosing to see life as happening for me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yay. So I think we are going to take a break, Jacob, but one of the things that I'd like the listeners to ponder during our break is, how are you choosing to live an empowered life? And if you find that you're not living that way, what's in the way of that? And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dana Pellegrini, and she's going to share with us some steps that she uses to bring joy into her life, how she takes care of her body, how the body informs her on her journey, and many other wonderful things when we come back.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, and I am here with my dear friend and soul sister, Dana Pellegrini, and she considers herself a joy guide, which I absolutely 100% say yes to. I also have called her the love queen, the love goddess, because she really embodies what is love on this planet. And I'm so thrilled and honored to have you in my life, Dana, from more than I could even say.
Thank you.
And what I'd love to know is, kind of looking at the questions that I asked the listeners before we went on break, is,
yeah,
what is it that you do on a daily basis to reset so that joy and love and spirit is like your foundation? How do you reset? Yes,
absolutely. So it's kind of a formula, Pam, and it starts with the thoughts that we think. And so I do pay very close attention to the thoughts that I think, which means I pay really close attention to the books that I read, to the media that I allow in, to people's different input, because I want to be telling a story that feels good to me. Because when I'm telling a story that feels good to me, then my feelings are of a higher vibration, which naturally are going to affect my emotions. And that affects my consciousness and my frequency. It's really kind of simple. If I want to be a high vibrational being, then I have to be a gatekeeper to field out the things that maybe aren't. And it doesn't mean that I'm scared of anything coming in that isn't there, because, you know, I'm not. I'm the power in my world. It means that I simply have a choice to say, okay, this is something that I want to then create from. And if it's a story that I really like, then yes, it's like, yes, I am a beautiful, healthy person. I'm living my best life. I'm abundant. The world is full of beauty and grace. Everything is happy. You see what I'm saying? So I keep those, I call them stories, but they're really the thoughts that I think. Mm-hmm. And they then create the emotions. So I've always been accused of being an optimist, which is great. Sometimes in the morning at 7 a.m., I've been told I'm a little too joyful too early, and that's okay. So I do kind of wake up feeling joyful, and I think it's our natural state, Pam.
Yeah.
And if you look at a baby, they're just so happy and just wow, you know, and a little child on the playground, they make friends and they're so joyful. And so because I've protected that, or maybe chosen joy all through the course of my life, here I am middle aged now, it's meant that I've kind of adjusted my feeling body to a set point. And yeah. My set point is pretty high. And so I feel like that I've learned, because I am an empath, and, you know, being a body worker and working with people for 22 years as a massage therapist, you know, teaching massage and healing, it means that, you know, I understand the body. I sort of understand, you know, that my feeling body is a gift now. It's a superpower, mm-hmm. right? And it's yes, I can feel when someone else is sad. Yes, I cry a lot at the television, but that's okay, because I can tell that what's mine is mine, and what's someone else's is someone else's. You've taught me that a lot, Pam, in the coaching and the healing that we do together, that I'm Dana. I'm only Dana. Only Dana's energy lives in Dana's body. So as long as I keep coming back to my own energy, its natural set point is joy.
That's, I love that. I love that. So what I'm hearing you say is that we have a choice in every moment, right?
Yes.
So when we have a choice in every moment, we can start our day again over, right? Like,
yep.
I don't know, it's what time now? It's almost 12:30 in the Pacific Northwest, okay? On Thursday afternoon, okay? If I've had a crappy morning, right? Or yep, I've gotten upset, or I've had a fight, or I've had, you know, some kind of issue, and it's not going so well, I can make a different choice right this second, right?
Exactly.
Through my words, through my words, through my actions, through my prayer and meditation, my connection to source, I can make a different choice.
Absolutely, Pam. And sometimes it seems like you're right in the thick of maybe an emergency situation. Let's say that, you know, something traumatic that the world would agree is traumatic is going on. And in that second, the beginning point of that new choice, Pam, is to stop and take three breaths and put some space around yourself for that moment. Just remember that you being in your power and feeling good is the most important thing, and is really going to help any emergency situation be present for anyone else. That is how you get there. You stop, you take three deep breaths, you remember who you are, and then you start again.
I love that. I love that. We've been using a lot of really simple steps that yeah. people can take with them. And that's something that you, the audience, can listen to and take with you, you know, anytime, anywhere. So we do have someone that's written in that would like a light language blessing, and I definitely will do that for you, Bobby. But I also would like Dana to help Bobby with, he's dealing with a cough. He's dealing with some COVID symptoms. Okay. And the cough is, as you know, it's just incessant when we're in the thick of it. And so using your wonderful tools that you have, how would you access the healing energies within yourself if you were Bobby?
Yes.
Or transferring that knowledge to Bobby for, you know, easing the cough, easing the congestion, easing the symptoms.
Yes.
Of what's going on.
Absolutely. And what a beautiful question, because it's something that is near and dear to my heart and something that I've been working through as well. I think so many people have, you know, come to the same place, right, with this pandemic and it all working through the lungs. And to me, Bobby, the lungs are about taking in life. And so if we look at taking in life, that is, it's such a core part of who we are, because it expands our entire life. Like, have we always been able to take in and receive all the life that's present for us, or have we filtered it down, you know, and only accepted as much joy as we can stand in the moment? Have we, you know, limited it down? So I think it's up for all of us collectively that this is an area where we're ready to really expand and take in more of what's available to us. So physically, as a healer, some things that I would recommend, I have so many support tools. The first thing that I usually would grab is a crystal. I often would grab a jasper crystal. And the reason is it's a support. It is unconditional love and support. It's one of the most nurturing stones. Very simple. It could be a dollar at a crystal store, any piece of jasper. It can be a different stone that you're drawn to that then you take into your right hand and you say, please hold the energy of support for me, and then that crystal will hold it for you. So after the crystal has been cleared, you then set the intention in the crystal and you just let that crystal be like a constant tool and support for you, kind of like an adult teddy bear. Okay, number one. Number two, essential oils are amazing. It's like Mother Nature's apothecary available for all of us, right? Eucalyptus essential oil is about breath. It could be a plant of eucalyptus. You could maybe pick some leaves off and smell your finger if you really don't have any of the oil. But diffusing eucalyptus, a peppermint essential oil, there's Ravensara. There are oils specifically for the lungs. There are oil blends specifically for the lungs. Anything humidifying, if you're in a dry climate, is going to make it easier to breathe. A lot of folks have used colloidal silver. Colloidal silver in like a nebulizer has been like clutch in hospitals for people who haven't, you know, maybe gotten the same results that they wanted from pharmaceutical medicines. In hospitals, they're using colloidal silver. So those are just a few physical tools that you can use. I happen to have come across something in my life when, again, you know, something happens. I had almost like a slipped disc in my right back. Pam was present with me and helped me through it. And we learned everything that was going on with it because I saw it as a gift. And that tool that came to me is called iTeraCare. And it's a high frequency device. It is three different technologies. It's the terahertz wave, which might be totally new information for you. It's between a microwave and infrared. And it's a bandwidth that's in alignment with our normal cells. And so it looks like a large hairdryer. And I just use it and I blow my entire body. It not only gives the terahertz wave, it gives a quantum technology and crystal technology. So it's kind of a three-part tool. And I have just been blowing my lungs up and down, which just means I have the device near me. What it does is it penetrates 10 layers deep. It has this super heat that goes deep into the body and helps the body renew itself. And even before I start blowing, I take a glass of water. I'll blow the water, which is critical to do this first. You blow the water for about 60 seconds. And then what happens is that water now is perfectly structured and all the molecules are in alignment and your blood is now flowing perfectly. You wait about 10, 15 minutes, then you use the tool. So just an example of, you know, when you have a need, life does give you support. So that's something I've been able to find. If anybody wants to know a little bit more information about it, in my bio on the Transformation Talk Radio page, as a guest, there's a little video that just is basic about the device. So it's just being introduced in the United States. It's very prevalent in other parts of the world. But just for example, there are a lot of ways out there, from essential oils, I even use flower essences, that hopefully can support you. And I guess finally, I would say, for me personally, because the lungs are something that has been near and dear to my heart, I grew up with two smokers. So I was born in the 70s, and I totally get how we, you know, come to a new relationship with our lungs and with air health. And I was an educator about indoor air pollution, you know, and products, the chemicals that we use in our homes. So I want you to look at all those things. But I know in the end, for me, it's that I sit with my hands on my lungs, and I love that part of me. And I literally just do meditation with my hands on my lungs, loving that part of me. And I also want to say, if you can see right here, if you cup your shoulder and come to the front, that is lung one. It's the first point on the lung meridian. And it's a lovely, lovely spot to maybe put a crystal, put a drop of oil, put your hands, anything. It might be easier to cross your arms to love that part. You get all of your lungs by just touching this part of your being. So I hope that helps you.
That's beautiful. So if any of you that are listening would like more information and more help for anything that you're going through with your body, Dana is absolutely skilled at that. She and I have been friends for a long time, but she's also a healer and knows a lot about how to bring support in to the body system. And as you know, I'm all about that. Marrying the two together, right? Yep. Let's bring all of the support for our physical selves, because when we take care of our physical bodies, then our spiritual bodies have somewhere to live.
Yes.
So Dana can be reached at... what's your email address that you're
Shine
using?
ShineBrightLife, L-I-F-E, at gmail.com.
All right. And so that's ShineBrightLife at gmail.com. Or you can reach me at the Empower Me Show at gmail.com, and I will write that out for you, Bobby. Or anyone else that needs that. And then you can contact Dana directly for any information that you might need help with. So let me give you a light language blessing, Bobby, as well as an affirmation from this wonderful deck that I have from Louise Hay, called the Power Thought Cards. So let's do that first. So we are looking at Bobby Biggs' lungs and sensations that he's having from the COVID virus illness. What is the perfect card for him for today? Oh, I am not limited by any past thinking. I choose my thoughts with care. I constantly have new insights and new ways of looking at my world. I am willing to change and grow. It's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. So go ahead and bring all of that energy right into your heart, into your lungs, and feel that energy coming right into the center of where you live, Bobby. Naketadahu. Ha ta 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 hu na ya te te wa ya he ta ta na ye ye ha ta te ye ye ha ta te ye 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 ye. All right. So there you go, Bobby. anyone else who wants any healing or help with their day for bringing more positivity in, more healing, more joy, more love, more spirit into this moment, please call us at 1-800-930-2819, and we would love to hear from you. We've got about 20 minutes left of this wonderful show. And let's see, what else, Dana, feels like it wants to be said on your end? Like, especially for people that might not be in this place of, oh yeah, I got this. I know exactly how to connect and I know what I'm doing. And, you know, they might be bombarded with life. They might be having a challenge in life and not know how to navigate. They might be really at a place of feeling stuck. Sure. What would you say to them right now?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I would say to you is you are worthy. You are worthy of everything that life has to offer, from love, abundance, well-being, beauty, grace, and joy, and more. And to me, worthiness sometimes undermines our ability to receive from life. So the first place that I would look at is the amount of self-love and grace that you give yourself. And that usually comes down to how you talk to yourself. So I would be mindful about the words that you say to yourself. Are you saying words of empowerment? How is your self-talk? And I started there. I bet many people started there. And I started there by noticing if I ever said anything to myself that was negative, really didn't feel very good. And so then I started realizing, well, hang on, maybe this is a learning opportunity. Okay. And then I started saying, okay, I love myself. I'm perfect, whole, and complete, just as I am. So once you catch yourself saying maybe something that you don't really intend to say to yourself, if you're a small child and you're talking to yourself that in a non-loving way, stop and regroup, and then maybe start in on some affirmations. I forgive myself. I'm always trying to do my best. And like, you're always trying one step at a time, one sentence at a time, one thought at a time to raise your frequency to a higher level so that you can feel better. It's like what I talked about in the beginning. You're now starting to take accountability for the thoughts that you think and the words that you speak. And when you get into that mindful place, and you probably are a lot of the time, and then there's just those little moments where you get stressed or you get angry or some bill is due. And again, let's in that moment, stop, take 3 deep breaths. And if you can remember this one thing, nothing is ever worth denying love for yourself. Nothing, nothing, not a bank account number, not someone else's words. Loving yourself is priority one. Because spirit loves us unconditionally, right? And then our first journey is to also love ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because once we love ourselves, wow, it's infinite what we can do.
So I hope that is very true. So I just remembered that I think you have a book coming out, don't you? That's
I wrote a book, Pam. Thank you. Yes, I have. It's called The Little Book of Support, and I'm kind of playing around with subtitles. And it's literally about tools for support in 5 different areas. And those 5 areas are the elements. So the earth element, our bodies, right? The water element, our feelings. The air element, our thoughts. The spirit element, which is our connection to our inner realm and the spiritual realm, right? And our fire element, which is creativity. And once I had those pieces of the book, I realized it wasn't complete. I realized what was at the center of everything is the heart. Mm. So I have the heart as another aspect of my book. And then the 7th, I'm calling light power activations.
Yum.
And this is the part, yes, this is the part that's continuing to evolve. So that's why it hasn't quite been deemed ready for print. And what to me it is it's this alchemy that happens when we, when the light of service goes on in our aura, higher beings start to know that they can use us as conduits on the earth. And there are so many energies right now that our planet is giving us that are activating us as a whole, as a collective, into greater and greater levels of embodiment. And that's really the essence of what a light power activation is. It's about step by step by step, forgiving and allowing and healing and releasing what no longer serves and opening up and becoming more and more light.
That's very true. Wonderful. So if people wanted to purchase this book, how should they go about that? Should they contact you directly?
Well, thank you for that. It will, yes, please contact me directly. I'm going to self-publish on Amazon. So I've got the domains and I'm going to self-publish on Amazon. So yeah, just an email or a text would be great. And I appreciate the interest.
Wonderful. All right. So any of you who go to Transformation Talk Radio to the site, you'll see a guest page, a database there. And look up Dana Pellegrini and you'll get her video. You'll get all her contact information to be able to contact her directly and get any information that you need about the book, about support, about this terahertz device that she's using and having amazing results with. And anything else that you feel like, gosh, you know, I could really use some of this energy in my life. So we still have a few wonderful minutes, Dana. It occurs to me that people that are not familiar with this amazing work that you're doing with Metatron could really use some Metatron's cube activation kind of thing that you do. Would you be willing to share that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to give credit first to Diana Cooper, who is an amazing healer, teacher. If you look up the Diana Cooper School of Light, I believe it's called, but she's in England, in the UK, and she has been teaching about Atlantis, unicorns, dragons, archangels for years and years and years. And so I really learned about how our chakra system is advancing from 7 chakras to 12 chakras from her. And those particular chakras are anchored by different archangels. So my very first sort of channeling course that I did was with a lovely woman, Laurel Bleeden hyphen Maffei. And it was about receiving angelic messages. And I love how she always said, if you're not sure if you're hearing the right voice, it's the most loving, highest and best feeling information that's coming forth, because that's what the angels are there to help us with. So there are so many guides and supports available to us. For example, I am aware of the fact that Pleiades is the planet that I stepped down through to now be a human on Earth. I work a lot with the archangels. And so I've learned and literally daily to ask for assistance and guidance. So the archangels are incredible. They basically have a hierarchy within their realm, but their main initiative is to be a support. And when they're called on, to come to us and to just wrap their wings around us, but also to encourage us to grow and expand. And one archangel in particular, Archangel Metatron, is very involved with bringing systems to Earth, systems that support our light body expansion, best way to put it. So Metatron's cube is an amazing tool. I want to credit one more person. Meg Benedicte is the person that I learned Metatron's cube from. She's a wonderful, wonderful being of light worker teacher. She does a monthly meditation on significant dates, you know, 11-11, 12-12, Whenever the full moon, we just had a very cool alignment in Jupiter and Neptune on the 12th. That happens not again until like 2281 or something. So she always alerts us to these types of astrological influences and does healing earth meditation at those times. So she uses Metatron's cube to get really grounded on what it is. When you call on Archangel Metatron, you will probably see the colors orange. So he has a lot of orange in his being, and he is ginormous. So different archangels to me appear in different sizes, but he is really, really huge and very active right now. And what he's doing is giving this concept of this cube. It's actually six circles of light. I'll have to get a visual of it that I don't have at the moment. But basically, what you do is you envision these six circles of light underneath your feet. So, Pam, at that moment in the beginning of our talk, when you grounded us in, that is the moment that we typically would call in Metatron's cube. We place both of our feet into the circle. So there ends up being 13 circles, because there's six circles of light followed by six circles of light, and you're in the center of the 13th. And then what happens, and you're spinning anti-clockwise, I don't know if you are familiar with that word, but counterclockwise, and Metatron's cube then raises up as pillars of light around our energy field as we think about it, and we use it as a tool to expand our aura to, well, time travel is the best way to put it. We can go forward. We can go backwards. We're now, it's our Merkaba.
Okay.
It's our tool for being able to move through the higher dimensions.
Okay. So our Metatron's travel guide. Yep. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. So we do have a few minutes left. It feels to me like you're so good at it. You're so good at meditation. Would you like to take us out with a meditation for people that they can bring in, like with their spiritual teams, bring in their next steps for themselves?
Yes. And I won't be bringing in Metatron's cube at the moment, just as a really advanced technique, but I actually heard my guides tell me, share with me a wonderful way that we can, that I can share a meditation that also is like a being of service, and how we can help raise the frequency so that we live this heaven on earth that we all know is unfolding for us before.
That's
our eyes.
Perfect. That's perfect. Okay, folks. So I'm going to bring the attention to Dana once again, so that she can speak us out, and then we will end on that note. So
sounds divine.
Take it away.
Absolutely. So I invite you all to get really comfortable. You want your body to be either upright, lying down, whatever really brings ease to your physical form. So as you get yourself into the space of comfort, just begin by taking a few deep breaths. Just let that beautiful breath bring you into the moment, into your body. And just let it play your beautiful organs like an instrument. So every breath moves your organs, moves your vertebra. You are so fluid and at peace with every breath. So from wherever you're sitting now, let's imagine everyone's sitting. I want you to imagine there's a hole in the ceiling, and there's so much light pouring down directly onto you. So just feel that beautiful golden white light just sparkling, and it's cascading down to your crown right now. So it's starting to tickle the edges of your field, starting to enter into your head. It's moving down the back of your neck And it's just entering your being in the most beautiful way that feels incredible. So just allow that light to expand within you. It's just gliding downwards. And that light is beginning to fill every part of you. You can feel it going from your shoulders, out your hands. You can feel that light expanding in your heart. Any aches or pains are just easing. That light is just bringing like a healing balm to every part of you, soothing down your back, down your buttocks, down your legs, down your feet, fronts and backs. And you are now enveloped in this gorgeous, bright light. And as this light continues to flow, it now flows out your feet and it's flowing deep down into the earth. And it's so deep within the earth that this light from all of us is underneath the oceans. And it's now coming up through all the oceans of the world and the planets. And this beautiful bright light is now purifying and sanctifying all of the oceans, and like a giant spiral, this burst of light from the center of the earth is flowing up through all the oceans. All the gorgeous sea animals are being blessed by this, and eventually it reaches the top of the water and starts to spill over onto the sand. And this light is now flowing all around the oceans and the sand, and starting to flow to the trees and the grass. And this beautiful light that's you is now flowing down into the earth and up through the oceans and around the planet from your intention. This is how you are helping the planet and yourself at the same time, because this light is now blessing every single animal, nature creature on earth. And now this light is coming right beneath every human being on Earth's feet. All 7 billion humans are now experiencing this light flowing up their feet, their legs, their beings, their bodies, and we're all united in our hearts. And just take a moment and visualize how divine it feels to be connected with everyone at the heart. And this light is expanding you. It's always available to you. Every question you have can be answered from this light, from this place, from this source energy that is you, that you're now using as a healing tool for all of humanity. And as this light continues to expand, all humans on Earth now look down and see this light and realize this bright, beautiful light is coming from them. And all of humanity is connected in the most gorgeous light. We all remember in the same moment, this is the truth of who we are. This is what's real. Sometimes we take our lives a little seriously, but think of it more as a hologram or like a dream, and that the light and love is what's really real. Everything is love. And from this feeling of expanded love, just know it is the truth of who you are. And it is your gift to the world. So remain in this beautiful energy as long as you desire. I want to thank my beloved soul sister, Pam Bright, for having me on the show. And I hope that whatever your soul needed today was brought forward in some small way. Namaste. Mm.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that beautiful meditation. And anyone who wants to experience that kind of energy on a daily basis, please know that it's simply an intention away. With your own thought, you can choose that. If you want more support for getting there, you can contact me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. You can tune in next week where I will have another wonderful guest. Her name is Catherine Finley, and she is a client of mine. She's a beautiful soul. She will be sharing with us her journey. And it looks like we are about out of time, but I thank you very much, Miss Dana.
Thank you.
One more time, can you tell us what your email is?
You bet. You can reach me at shinebrightlife@gmail.com.
Great. And that's shinebrightlife@gmail.com. Thank you, folks. We love you. We love you. We love you. Have an amazing day. And we will talk to you next week. Same time, same place.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.